This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil. A senior diplomat said that coup leaders in Niger refused to allow her to meet Monday with the Western country's democratically elected government and president, whom she described as under virtual house arrest. The acting deputy secretary of state, Victoria Nuland, also described the mutinous officers as unreceptive to U.S. pressure to return the country to civilian rule. He spoke after a two-hour meeting in Niger's capital with some leaders of the military takeover of a country that has been a vital counterterrorism partner of the United States. Russian missiles struck the center of Ukraine's Pokrovsk twice on Monday night, killing 8 people, including 5 civilians, according to the regional governor. Footage from the town showed firefighters working among streets strewn with rubble, the wreckage of a car, and several damaged apartment buildings. A local resident, a 75-year-old, said she was on the phone at the moment of the second blast, which resulted in a curtain and window falling on her and leaving her with cuts. 2 rescuers, 1 military person, were among the dead. 9 policemen and 1 military person was wounded. Most of the 31 injured were civilians, including a member of the local city council, according to Ukrainian officials. Tensions escalated in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, on Monday as thousands of protesters took to the streets to speak out against the country's devastating gang violence, which resulted last week in the death of a police officer. Government officials and vehicles were set on fire. Protesters, many masks, squared off against police. This is VOA News. A new study concludes that Antarctica is already being and will continue to be affected by more frequent and severe extreme weather events, a known byproduct of human-caused climate change. Many of those changes are drastic, unprecedented, and irreversible. Ice shelves are collapsing, the ocean is heating up, and species important to the region are suffering from habitat changes. Experts call for continued investment to study and protect a region that serves as a damper on some of the climate change's worst impacts. Eritrean refugees and asylum seekers report that during compulsory national service, they experience torture, inhumane or degrading treatment, sexual and gender-based violence, forced labor, and abusive conditions. That's according to a UN independent investigator on human rights in a report circulated Monday. They said that Eritrea has a policy of indefinite national service, including a civil service component and a military service component, saying that it has ignored numerous calls to human rights bodies to ensure legal limits for the duration of each service and to protect the human rights of all participants. While Eritrea maintains its national service program is unfairly judged, the spokesperson said that they continue to receive numerous incredible reports of grave human rights violations in the context of forced national military service. Police have charged 19 men in Australia with child sex abuse offenses and rescued 13 children from further harm following tips from the American FBI of an international online criminal network, according to officials. 2 of the 19 men already were convicted and sentenced to prison terms of almost 15 years in the Australian Capital Territory and 5 years in New South Wales. That's according to Australian Federal Police Commander Helen Schneider. The 19 had been charged with a total of 138 offenses related to peer-to-peer sharing of videos and images on the dark web. Most were information technology professionals with a high degree of technical competence, according to the inspector. Buses began moving thousands of global scouts from their campsites on South Korea's coast to inland venues Tuesday ahead of a tropical storm that is forecast to bring intense rains and strong winds to the peninsula within days. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.